We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.335, Jeff Gads, News Radio, WRVA. Wonderful Tuesday afternoon. I have in front of me what is destined to be another bestseller from Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And I want to bring Mr. O'Reilly into this. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, pleasure is always mine. I certainly want to get your take on everything that's happening in the world, but I got to tell you something. As much as I've loved the other Killing books, and I still think Killing Jesus was my favorite, this one takes such a fascinating look, not just at the main protagonist, but these three people behind the scenes who it seems like we're really pulling the strings.
Sure. Killing the Legends is cultural history. It's a departure from the other books. It's the 12th in the series. And the reason I wrote it is because these three guys, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali, they changed the culture in America so much that we still today are experiencing those changes. And most people don't know what happened to them really in their lives. And then, of course, the overarch of the book is that celebrity crushes people. It destroys people. Very few can handle it. And, you know, if you look at what's going on today in politics, you got Biden, you got Trump. Both of those people, I would submit, are having trouble with their fame and their power. And so we start the book off by telling you that Elvis Presley changed the whole culture in 1950. Yeah. One poor teenager in Mississippi with an amazing amount of talent. We were all conformists back then. President Eisenhower, post-World War II, everybody looked the same, talked the same, thought the same. All of a sudden, this guy shows up on Ed Sullivan, and the whole culture explodes. Boom.
Yeah.
And pastors are burning his records, and parents are telling their sons, you can't look like him.
That's right.
TV cameras won't go below the waist because he's swiveling, and it all blows up.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing piece of history, so I was happy to write about it.
So when we talk about Elvis, I want to talk also about Colonel Parker, because, of course, this Elvis film was just out over the last couple of months, and it really is the story of Elvis through Colonel Parker's vision. Was Colonel Parker just a flat-out exploiter, or are we misunderstanding some of his motivations?
No, he's a criminal, I thought. Yeah. What he did to Elvis Presley was ridiculous, and then after Elvis died at age 42, his estate had to go into court to stop the theft. I mean, Parker stole from him at a rate that I don't think anybody's ever seen, except maybe Muhammad Ali and the Nation of Islam.
Right.
You know, they all have this thread, money corrupts, you know. And I'm not portraying Elvis or Lennon or Muhammad Ali as victims.
Right.
They should have stopped what was happening. Because what was happening destroyed them in the end.
Was Herbert Muhammad, Muhammad Ali's Colonel Parker?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Herbert Muhammad ran Muhammad Ali, controlled all his money.
Yeah.
Ali wound up with very little. Elvis Presley almost filed bankruptcy. And most of the money that they earned through their skill was stolen from them.
Mm-hmm.
But they allowed it to happen.
All right, so I have to ask, are we three for three? Was Yoko Ono in that same behind-the-scenes sort of thing? Was she
Colonel
Parker?
A little bit different.
Okay.
There's a similarity in the sense that all three of these icons that everybody's heard of,
yeah,
ceded their lives to other people. They didn't control what was happening to them. But Yoko, still alive, didn't take Lennon's money so much. Mm-hmm. She just controlled access to him. And he became isolated, and he became a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And she was there for that, and that's what broke up the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
So Lennon, you know, he should have known that if you give power to another person over your life, which he certainly did,
yeah,
that things aren't really going to turn out too well, and they certainly did not.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. His latest book, is it a bestseller yet, Bill? I mean, it's been out for hours.
Well, it's just
now.
Out today.
I know,
just
but come on, you have like 6 hours already. It should be a bestseller by now.
So we are expecting a very strong opening to the book. Advance sales were good.
Yep.
But I won't know until later on in the week, you know, how big it's going to be.
All right. When you hear the screams coming from the New York Times building, that's how you know you've once again penetrated the curtain there.
We're hopeful that people will find this. See, the Killing series, this is number 12, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. Yeah. But this is the first one that goes out of the traditional history. Lincoln, Killing England, Washington, Patton, Jesus, you mentioned. This goes into contemporary history, history that we're living right now. Because, I mean, look at the Beatles. They changed everything in the 60s from... Yes, Elvis then broke down the convention, but then the Beatles brought in sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And what a profound change that had on American culture. We have it today.
Yeah.
And then Ali, of course, with the civil rights and the rise of black nationalism, he was right in the middle of that.
He sure was.
So these guys were titans, that's for sure.
All right, so Bill, I've got to ask you. You talked about celebrity being lethal. In fact, that's the subtitle here, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. So without blowing smoke, somebody like Bill O'Reilly, who has been on the public scene for, what, 40 years plus? Emmys and awards and award-winning shows, and everybody would know you if you walked down the street. Is it just that you said, hey, look, I'm a kid from Long Island, and that's my frame of reference, or you just didn't allow users to get in your circle?
Well, when I first started on the national scene, my fame rose, but not like Elvis or the Beatles or Ali. It took a while.
Yeah.
But I had no blanket idea how to protect myself, and I got hurt,
yeah,
as almost all famous people do. And it took me a while to figure out, well, I can't live like I used to live anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, I can't go to Yankee Stadium and sit in the stands. Ugh. To this day, I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I go somewhere, I always have to be cognizant of maybe somebody recording what I say or taking, you know, a cell phone video or whatever it may be. Now, I wised up, but I got hammered. And, you know, I was estimating in an earlier interview that I did today, I spent $5 million on legal bills.
Jeez.
And still, I got battery of lawyers to protect me, because when you are famous and you accumulate money, people are going to try to take that money from you.
Yeah.
And so whether it's accountants or whether it's bodyguards or whatever it may be, if you're famous in America, you are a target. And there's a national sport. Let's build them up. Let's tear them down.
Yeah, sure.
Add to that the social media, which is a hate fest in many places.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, I think celebrities don't understand the intensity of this whole world.
Hang on a second. That is Bill O'Reilly. Bill has a brand new book out. It's called Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And he goes in and he examines Elvis Presley and Muhammad Ali and John Lennon. It is the first culture portion, if you will, of the Killing series. The Killing series, as far as I'm concerned, some of the best books I have ever read. I got an entire shelf filled with them. I want you to get a copy of it. It just was released today. BillO'Reilly.com, of course, is always the best way. BillO'Reilly.com. vidgo.com. And I know, and we'll get Bill to talk about this, if you subscribe to the Vidgo Premium, you get it today, you'll also get a free copy of Killing the Legends. We'll ask Mr. O'Reilly to turn his attention to some of the folks on the national scene, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. He mentioned them. They're certainly dealing with a lot of issues. More with Bill O'Reilly. It is 344, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Always a pleasure when Bill O'Reilly can make some time for us, man. I really am so appreciative, Bill, when you're able to shake some time loose for us, because I love hearing what you've got to say, and I got to tell you, my listeners love it as well.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeff. You're one of our main guys to go to when we have something to talk about, and this is certainly different.
Yeah.
I don't think that the press covers power and fame and wealth in this country very accurately. You know, one of the overarch themes in Killing the Legends is that if you get into that situation, like the two most powerful men in our country, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, mm-hmm. you're going to pay a price for that. No matter how aware you are, no matter how you try to protect yourself, you're going to get it. So in Biden's case, he sold out every core principle he ever had. We're talking abortion, crime, government spending. You go across the board to what he said when he was a senator, mm-hmm. to what he's saying now, almost every single issue he's changed, because that was his avenue to becoming president. So he wanted the fame and the power so much, he was willing to abandon all his core causes. With Trump, he's so addicted to the fame thing mm-hmm. that he creates all of these controversies. Some of them are necessary, many are not. That he has to be in the public eye all the time. It's an adrenaline rush, and that's hurt him. There's no doubt about it.
So do you think Donald Trump truly is addicted to that fame the way that some are addicted to booze or drugs or something else?
There's no doubt in my mind. If you read The United States of Trump, a book I wrote about him, he's wanted to be famous since he's 10. And, you know, even if it's negative, it's okay. I want to be famous. And he is the most famous man in the world.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, the price that you pay for that kind of constant churning, it's got to be, you know, significant, I don't even think is a strong enough word.
Do you get on any level the desire to endure the negative attention? Because I get, hey, you want to be famous, you're doing this. All right, there are a lot of people that are athletes or TV people or radio people. I got it. But who the heck wants people beating them up all the time just because you're getting famous?
Nobody. And that's the big change in America. Yeah. Back when Elvis Presley came up, John F. Kennedy, even the Beatles in their prime, you didn't have this kind of scrutiny. Yep. Everybody knew them, followed them, but you didn't have what you have now, which is a celebrity sport. Let's tear them up.
Yep.
I mean, listen to this list. This will just bring it home for everybody in Richmond and in Virginia. Jimi Hendrix, River Phoenix, Kurt Cobain, Princess Diana, Heath Ledger, James Dean, Marvin Gaye, Janis Joplin, John Belushi, Marilyn Monroe, Karen Carpenter, Chris Farley, Michael Jackson, Prince, Amy Winehouse. I could go on forever.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All of them dead.
Yep.
All of them crushed by celebrity. And used to be that you could do things, JFK, and the press would look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't even have to do it. They make it up.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And they throw it out.
Yeah.
And in addition, big corporations like Disney allow a show like The View to spew rank hatred mm-hmm. on a daily basis toward anybody those women don't like.
That's right.
It's
exactly right.
Absolutely unbelievable. And even if you are hardened tough, disciplined person. When you are attacked, you recoil from that.
Yeah.
That's the human condition.
Yeah.
And then the betrayal factor, all three, Lenin and Presley and Ali, were betrayed by people close to them. There's a reason Judas Iscariot has such a prominent place in the New Testament. The betrayal is unbelievable,
yes.
Mostly because of money.
Bill O'Reilly joining us. Now, a couple of things I want to remind people about Bill. BillO'Reilly.com, of course, is the place for all things Bill O'Reilly, in addition to your daily commentaries heard here on the radio station multiple times a day. But you've got an offer up right now, and I know I got to pull it out of you to be able to pitch something, but come on, subscribe to Vidgo Premium today. You'll get a free copy of Bill O'Reilly's newest book, Killing the Legend. That's a deal.
Yeah, so Vidgo is a new streaming service because it's all over for television. Network television, it's all over. I got two kids in college. They never watch it.
Yep.
The only time people watch network television en masse is sports.
Sports, yep.
Yeah, football, baseball, something like that. So the streaming services like Netflix and all these things, they now have an opportunity to make money from Americans basically selecting what they want to watch. So Vidgo, V-I-D, V as in Victor, I-D-G-O, hired me to do a weekly program called Shock and Awe. What this is an interview program like Mike Wallace used to do way back in the 1950s,
wow,
called Nightbeat. Mm. I stole it from the late Mike Wallace, who was a very good friend of mine. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Right.
And so if you go to Vidgo, you'll save about 60% on your cable bill. You'll get a good variety of entertainment and sports. You'll get my show. Rob Gronkowski is their spokesperson. I mean, it's a big operation.
Nice.
And in addition, you'll get a free copy of Killing the Legends and a three-month free subscription as a premium member to BillO'Reilly.com. So this is the best deal ever if you are looking to cut down your cable bill.
Yep.
And mine runs about $210 a month. I'm happy with Vidgo, which is about $60.
Sounds good to me. I love
that.
Yeah.
Come on. We got to fight this somehow, this crazy inflation.
Yes. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I would love to hear your perspective, Bill. I think the last time you were here, it's probably a couple of months ago, there was all this talk about the red wave. That's it. Democrats are done. Kick them out. Now we've got all sorts of discussion coming from the legacy news media folks. No, not so fast. What's your perspective on that?
Well, they're in a tank. They want the Democrats not to get waxed in November.
Right.
I think the GOP will take the House pretty handily. Senate, you got some bad Republican candidates there, so it's impossible to really make a call. But if I had to, I would say the GOP will win the Senate as well. The key to this is voter turnout on the Democrat side. Republicans are motivated. They know what a disaster the Democratic Party and Joe Biden are, and it's not going to get any better. But the Democrats are holding to abortion and some other issues.
Mm-hmm.
If the minority crew doesn't come out, and this is not evaluated by the polling, if they just don't show up to vote,
right,
Republicans will just wipe out the Democrats coast to coast.
Okay.
But if somehow the Dems can motivate their minority base, it'll be closer.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, always great insight. Again, BillO'Reilly.com is the place that ought to go. It's not too early, in my opinion, to start thinking about Christmas, maybe a collection of killing books, maybe a subscription to Vidgo Premium, right? That would work, don't you think, Bill?
Well, if you want to save some serious money, so you go to BillO'Reilly.com, Vidgo.com, and you'll save some money. I mean, it's up to you. That's what it's about. We're trying to save you some bucks.
Well, I always appreciate that. And again, I always appreciate you making time for us. Bill O'Reilly's latest book, Killing the Legends. Bill, you're always working on something. Look, you write books faster than most people read them. So is there anything in the offing we should know about?
We got one more killing book. The reason we had two this year is because COVID set back Killing the Killers. That was supposed to be out last year.
Okay.
And next year we'll have one killing book. I'm writing now, pain in the butt.
Okay.
It's another different book. But it is history, American history. And we'll probably make that announcement, Jeff, around Christmas time, maybe a few weeks before. And I'll certainly come on if you want me to, and we'll talk about it.
We always want you here. God bless you, Bill. Thank you for doing what you're doing. That is Bill O'Reilly, his website, BillO'Reilly.com. All sorts of great offers. And I'm telling you, the book, Killing the Legends, the newest one in the series, it is another must read from Bill O'Reilly. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.